Welcome, episode 13 for January 19th. Apple launches smart battery cases for 10R, 10S, and 10S Max. And we'll review the iAudi Easy One Touch Qi Wireless Fast Charge Car Mount. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can make you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news to you in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. This week, there has been much speculation on the future of new Apple products and services, many being upgrades to previously released devices, iPods, iPad Mini, and this year's iPhone. Sure, it's nice, but it's speculation. I'll stick with the facts on what Apple has told us will happen. The launch of the new Today at Apple classes in the near future, in the not-too-distant future, the AirPower charging mat and AirPod charging case. Apple has announced the two previously, and it is reported that the devices have now entered the production cycle. Another program that is forthcoming in the near future, which I am enthusiastically waiting for, is the new educational classes Apple's Senior Vice President of Retail, Ms. Angela Ahrens, told us about at the October 2018 Apple keynote event. I would encourage all Apple enthusiasts to take advantage of these classes. The Today at Apple program currently offers classes, and a new curriculum will be coming soon. You can check on the status by going to the Apple website and look for the sessions link. It's usually located at the bottom of the webpage. From the beginner to the seasoned enthusiast, there is something new to be learned. This week, we saw the launch of the Apple smart battery cases for the iPhone XR, iPhone XS, and iPhone XS Max, as Mac Minutes reported in late December. Engineered by Apple, the smart battery case gives you even longer battery life while offering great protection. Inside, a soft microfiber lining helps protect your iPhone. And on the outside, the silky, soft-touch finish of the silicone exterior feels great in your hand. A soft elastomer hinge design makes it easy to put the case on and take it off. According to Apple, the smart battery case for the XR offers 22 hours of internet use, 27 hours of video, or 33 hours of phone call time. The iPhone XS case adds up to 21 hours of internet use, 25 hours of video, or 33 hours of talk time. The XS Max model reportedly gives 20 hours of internet, 20 hours of video, and 37 hours of phone talk. I ordered the iPhone XS Max smart case online with an expected launch date of Friday, January 18th. Unfortunately, for those living in Alaska, they cannot be ordered online nor sold at the Anchorage Apple Store due to shipping restrictions. They may be sold at other retailers in the near future, and you can always pick one up on your next trip to the lower 48. These cases are ideal for the Apple enthusiast or person who is away from charging sources for an extended period. The previous Apple cases have been an ideal power charging accessory. Every version of the case costs $129, regardless of iPhone size. Each new case is available in both black and white, and the designs resemble those of the previous Apple smart battery cases, with a silicone exterior and a large bulge on the back to accommodate the battery. The smart battery case is compatible with cheap certified chargers. You can charge your iPhone and battery case simultaneously. With the smart battery case on, the intelligent battery status is displayed on the iPhone lock screen and in the notification center, so you know exactly how much charge you have left. The case can be charged even faster with USB power delivery compatible chargers, commonly referred to as USB PD. It also supports Lightning accessories such as the AirPods with Lightning connector or the Lightning Digital AV adapter. Last week on Mac Minutes, we talked about the Mophie Juice Pack XS iPhone battery case. What I liked about this case over the Apple case is the USB-C charging capability. I believe this is a definite advantage, although it is quite not yet available. Soon, though. So my advice is, if you plan to keep your phone for the next year or longer, it may be worth waiting for the Mophie Juice Pack access. Otherwise, I think the Apple Smart Battery case is a worthwhile investment. There was much speculation this week on the iPhone 11 potential features, mostly on the type of camera, although no mention of a USB-C connector change in iPhones in the coming year. There's now the new iPad Pro with USB-C, so I believe the evolution of the remainder of the Apple product line is soon following, and the Lightning connector will go the way of the 30-pin connector. Apple has joined the industry standard, and the USB-C is our future. I will be thrilled for the change to only have to carry one specific charger when I venture away from home. With the USB-C becoming universal, it will be more accessible, and for the first time, we will all have the same charger. Another item for those who have the 2018 iPad Pro is a new device that was fully funded on Kickstarter and is going into the production phase is from HyperDrive. I'll put a photo in the show notes. It started on Kickstarter for $49, sold out, and is now on Indiegogo for $59. You can go to their website to learn more. I want to make it clear I have not reviewed this device. I have owned other HyperDrive devices, and they have worked well. This slim, color-coordinated adapter fits into the USB-C port and has ports for HDMI, USB-C, microSD, SD, USB-A, and a 3.5mm audio jack. Using the HyperDrive, the iPad Pro is able to connect to a HDMI display, connect to an external speaker via a 3.5mm audio jack, import photos and videos from USB-C and USB-A flash drives, along with a microSD and SD memory cards, all while being powered by a USB-C power source. HyperDrive for iPad Pro is a plug-and-play and interfaces directly with iOS, with no additional apps required. Connecting devices to the HyperDrive is like connecting devices to the iPad Pro via original Apple USB-C adapters without carrying all the dongles. If you are an early adopter and have $59 to spare and a 2018 iPad Pro, it may be worth it. For the rest of the Apple enthusiasts, relax for a couple months. Now let's move on to a device I've been using for a while and have experience and can recommend as our Mac Minute Apple Accessory of the Week. This item, made by OtterBox, known for having one of the toughest cases on the market, it is the iOddy Easy One Touch 4 Qi Wireless Fast Charging Mount. This device combines the power of Qi Wireless Fast Charging with the agility of the Easy One Touch mounting system. I've used this device for more than a year. The mount hasn't detached, and I've used it in all kinds of terrain and weather. It holds my iPhone secure, charges it, and I can easily remove my iPhone when I need to leave the car. Using the increased range and stability of the telescopic arm, it is easy to find the perfect position for your smartphone on either dashboard or windshield. The Easy One Touch Qi Wireless Fast Charging Mount is universally compatible with most sizes of smartphones, including the Apple XS Max. You can find them from OtterBox or from other retail places. On Amazon, the device sells for $49.95 with over 15,000 reviews. It has a solid 4 stars. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through Mac Minutes webpage located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we will talk to you again soon.